Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, everybody. This is Troy Nelson back with you again for another episode of Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive live in-studio performances that you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, we've got a question. Can you play punk rock on the marimba? Answer? Well, the answer is clearly yes. And the band leading the charge is Mexico's Son Rompe Pera. What? Wait a second. Wait, that's not right. Aha, there we go. That's better.
Dos y dos son cuatro, cuatro y dos son seis, seis y dos son ocho y ocho dieciséis. Dos y dos son cuatro, cuatro y dos son seis, seis y dos son ocho y ocho dieciséis.
Okay, all right. Let's do this.
Story time.
The older they get, the cooler your parents are. Or whoever plays that role in your life. It's good to see them grow up. There are three brothers in the band Son Rompe Pera. They go by the excellent sobriquets Cacho, Mango, and Kilos.
Nice.
Like many kids, they looked at their parents and thought, no, not cool. Well, that's not exactly right. It's more like they rebelled for a while. Their dad, who was a drummer, taught them to play the marimba when they were teenagers. He taught them the folklorico Mexican traditional music. You know, old people music. So of course they didn't like the marimba. But they still practiced and they would play it at weddings and in the streets, wherever they could make some money. Thanks a lot, Dad. But on their own, they were listening to other kinds of music. They told Latin American culture magazine Sound and Colors that they fell in love with the Stray Cats, the Ramones, the Meteors, and the Misfits. They listened to the salsa of Hector Lavoe.
Quien dice una mentira dice dos, y dice cien, se inventa mil, dice un millón.
The techno cumbia of Mi Banda El Mexicano. The in your face punk reggae funk new wave Argentinian rock of Suma. And of course, they listened to cumbia. Some of you may be wondering, what the heck is cumbia? Well, we can't really tell you. It's a good question, and different people will give you pretty different answers. The problem is, it's kind of like asking, what is mother? The answers will have a lot of overlap, but the details of mom are special for every child. Cumbia is like the mother music of an entire continent. Cumbia is everywhere in Latin America. Cumbia. Every country has its own variant, its own names for the various styles. There's lots of theories even around where the word came from. It started in Colombia with two-headed drum, maracas and flutes, and with a little two-step dance. It was little because it's hard to dance big steps if you are in shackles. Indigenous and African slaves, compelled together by the Spanish colonizers, sometimes called conquistadors, found a way to celebrate their spirituality, the seasons, weddings, and funerals anyway. The music was unstoppable, spreading everywhere, including particularly to Mexico in the 40s and 50s, where it met bigger orchestration and the influence of Cuban music like song.
¿Cómo fue? No sé decirte. ¿Cómo fue? No sé.
And being revitalized in Peru in the 70s, where it got some great flute sounds and a healthy dose of psychedelia.
Rewind.
All right, hang on. We need to rewind. Another thing the African slaves brought to Latin America was a variety of instruments and the knowledge to build them. In Guatemala, they have some good wood. Rosewood being the famous one, the wood you want if you're making instruments. The unique jungle and its brilliant variety aided in the development of some of the world's finest woodworkers. Put these people together, and among the things they make really well is marimbas. They are pretty proud of them. It's the national instrument.
Nerd alert, alert, nerd alert, nerd alert, nerd alert.
First off, you should know rosewood is protected these days as an endangered species, so pay attention at the guitar store. Secondly, the marimba is an idiophone. Huh? It's just a funny word, idiophone. It's like a phone that makes you do stupid stuff. I guess that's kind of all phones. Idiophone. It's like the opposite of a smartphone. Anywho. Idiophone just means that the instrument itself makes the sound, as opposed to, say, skins on the instrument, that's a membranophone. Or strings on the instrument, that's a chordophone. But with a marimba, you just make a piece of wood the right size that when you hit it, it makes the right note. Sure, that's simple. And then you put some resonators under each key to make it louder and give it some bass. And then it's time for some Bach cello concertos.
That's right.
Or, in the case of the Gama brothers, it's time to play cumbias. After a healthy period of playing punk and rock and being in those kinds of bands, they came around to the marimba again. They have been playing marimba for almost 20 years now, and they play them loud. Here's what they told KEXP Latin American content producer Albina Cabrera.
Tocar la marimba ha sido bueno para nosotros, nos ha abierto muchas puertas a conocer gentes.
Increíble, además le meten toda como la otra parte de la cultura punk rock a eso y como lo terminan, ¿no? Como amplificando, está buenísimo.
Sí, claro, igual nosotros nos han preguntado que por qué si no tocamos punk, ¿no? Pero pues es nuestra actitud, ¿no? Lo que pensamos, claro. Lo que queremos decir, porque nosotros tenemos como el complejo de aquí las marimbas tradicionales. Tocas paradito, pues así, bailecitos. Nosotros hasta rompemos marimbas.
In addition to Cacho and Mongo on marimba and Kilos on percussion, Richie plays the drums and Raul plays the bass. Mongo also plays guitar. This album is called Batuco, named for their dad and teacher who passed away not long ago. The band is named Son Rompe Para. Son, like the music that came from Cuba and melded with cumbia. Rompe meaning break, like they break marimbas. And para is short for Esperanza, their mom's name. Thank you, moms all over the world. We know we sometimes break your hearts. Batuco is available on ZZK Records out of Buenos Aires. Keep your ears peeled for a couple of covers you might recognize in the set. We are more than excited to present Son Rompe Para right here on Live on KEXP.
Opa.
You just heard Son Rompe Para with the songs Proteas and Reina de Cumbias.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Son Rompe Para.
Sochi, 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 Soch
Vamos con el palo poste. Another bite the dust. Báilale, corre camino, báilale. We'll be right back.
That was our live session with Son Rompe Para. You heard the songs I David and El Palo Poste. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Hey, Julian, you want to step in?
Shout out to Radio Universidad de Guatemala in Jalisco, Mexico, broadcasting during the pandemic. And a shout out to my mom, who left this world in Ajijic on Christmas Day. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP.
Thank you for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.